Companionship versus loneliness. From your letter just arrived, it is clear that its writer is of the shy and retiring type. Now, there is nothing more productive in this world than confidence accompanied by a reasonable amount of tactful aggressiveness. Everybody needs this quality if he is to make his way in life. Expectancy should run high in the campaign for companionship you have entered upon, because you have all it takes for success. Too often, idealists are disposed to live a hermit life, content with reading and pondering. Now, a certain amount of solitude and prayer is highly important, but it is only half of the enterprise, after all. You must get out and make contacts. Put yourself in the way of opportunities. This stratagem you understand much better than I can describe. Its finesse is not to be neglected. Certainly, it is perfectly legitimate. Then comes that faith which removes mountains. Practice all of it you can muster, and you can muster a great deal. Expectancy means very much the same thing. The foregoing rules, to which you can add others, are a law of annihilation to disappointment, and you put this law into operation every time you think and expect and act along these lines of promotion. You do not have to submit to loneliness. You can capture that companionship which will round out and enrich your life. The Almighty is with you. No individual is sufficient unto himself. The biblical apothegm, "It is not good that the man should live alone," epitomizes the wisdom of the ages. Says Luther, "God has set the type of marriage everywhere throughout the creation. Each creature seeks its perfection in another. The very heavens and earth picture it to us." No, the law is not confined to the animate. Toss a couple of chips aimlessly into a tub of water. Presently, the two will be jauntily bumping along together. Nature will not tolerate isolation. Attractiveness? You have it. Everybody has, though perhaps only potentially on the surface. Development and expansion of the quality is always in order. Not a few could profit by checking themselves occasionally to see what they can further acquire in the way of accomplishments and versatility. A single interest in life, even a hobby, glorified, lifts one out of the commonplace and attracts its affinity or counterpart. Recognizing that life is less than nothing without love, the good book promises, "God setteth the solitary in families." Get busy now. I will help. Two prayers are said to be a perfect strength. Walt Whitman used to say, and he was not strutting, but speaking grandly, "I do not doubt that I am limitless. In vain I try to think how limitless." You have the right, indeed the duty, as has any normal person, to talk this way to yourself. It is so natural with many people to heap up limitations and thereby keep out opportunities and achievements, instead of leaving the way open. Whatever success or whatever disappointments you may have had in the past, whatever drawbacks or obstructions may appear today, the undeniable fact is that you have what is necessary to woo to your door whatever is needed to happify existence. A condition precedent to success is the energy, comeliness, and confidence that go along with good health. You promote health when you remind yourself, hour by hour, that all the functions of being, call them digestion, circulation, assimilation, elimination, and whatnot, are under the command of divine mind. They are propelled by it. They have no chance either to lag or to gallop. Be industrious and expectant. The prize is worth working for. Mind gives you the necessary will and skill. Doubtless, you are familiar with my editorials, Normal Living and Persuasiveness of Love. They will be worth reading again, maybe. Have no fears. Refuse to be panicky for an instant. Mind has prepared all you will be able to enjoy, or at least all that will be good for you to receive for the time being. Try not to entertain doubt or suspicion. Treat these two enemies rigorously. Rule them out. If you could visualize the entire program, as you will see it one of these days, you would see it full of promise and realization. Since you are his beloved daughter, in whom he is well pleased, he certainly will provide to an extent that may today appear unlikely or even impossible. He withholds nothing from those who do their best, because in their faithful effort they come into possession of all that he has. Put on the armor of confidence and expectancy. You will be surprised to see how much better you get along. He has built in you an attractiveness which will win the day. I will take hold of the case. Let me hear from you in a week or so. Your letters of June 4th and 8th arrived this morning. The news they bring is tremendous. Of course, it is right for you to think the truth about Charlie. You cannot help thinking about him. Therefore, you should cast your net on the right side. He will feel that awful urge of principle, that urge that will compel him to face the issue and act. He is not a dawdler in the valley of indecision. There is no such man. On the contrary, he is a man of action. That is, he is receptive to the divine impulse and promptly responsive. He has the courage and the will to go ahead. And what is quite as important, you have the wherewithal to lead him on. And what is most important of all is that the Almighty has the enterprise in charge. There will be no halting or backsliding, but there will be that forward movement which will lead to consummation. What have you to fear from the other girls? The foregoing truths provide you a weapon they know not of. As for the skin condition, you are made every whit whole, and there is no power on earth to impair that wholeness. But there is a certain power that will remove illusions. It is that light which shineth in darkness, that light which symbolizes life. That life is in you and through you and is all there is to you. There is nothing besides God. No, nothing in you besides his mind and life. Yes, I can still help on that marriage problem, and you can help yourself very substantially by applying the principle involved in that admissions letter to the situation. Admit that you are awake to the fullness of life and in the active enjoyment of every advantage essential to round out existence in a satisfying way. Admit that all watchful mind knows of your need and satisfies that need. You see, whatever the shortcoming may seem to be, the acknowledgement that the prayer is heard and answered speeds the day of victory. And once in a while, take things awfully easy. Do not care whether school keeps or not. Stop trying to think and demonstrate so absolutely. Then you give the good Lord an opportunity to bring to pass just what you hope for. Or rather, you give him a chance to open your eyes to what he has already provided. Of course we will win. It is the Father's will and good pleasure that you should lack nothing. That fine faith of yours, accompanied by the efforts we are putting forth, will surely bring you into a wider field of living. Be careful, I should say, not to argue in any way against your success, particularly along the line that opportunities are not abundant. You need only one, you know. And if it has not already occurred, it may show up any hour and in a most unexpected fashion. It is an old saying that the Lord is most on the premises when he seems most certainly absent. The plain fact is, he is never absent. And better than all, he has his purpose fixed on doing something extraordinarily fine for you. Let me hear from you again in a week or so.